Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A judge in Brownsville is expected to issue an order today in a lawsuit seeking to force the extradition of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent to Minnesota to face charges related to the shooting of a Venezuelan immigrant. Our government reporter Andrew Schneider reports.
Minnesota is asking the court to force Texas Governor Greg Abbott to sign the extradition warrant for Christian Castro. It's also seeking a court order for Castro to be held in Cameron County Jail past Thursday, out of concern he may flee if released as scheduled. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty posted on X.com that the U.S. Constitution is clear.
Governor Abbott is required by law to sign the governor's warrant that has been with his office since June 3rd.
Castro faces four counts of assault and one count of falsely reporting a crime related to his alleged shooting of Julio Sosa Solis in Minneapolis in January. Abbott says Texas officials are still investigating whether Castro is a fugitive or was simply reassigned to Texas by ICE. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
State-appointed Superintendent Mike Miles says that Houston ISD, the takeover, could end soon. The TEA took control of the district in 2023, and the state has said local control can return once the district meets required academic and governance benchmarks. And while it's not set in stone, state-appointed Superintendent Mike Miles told Hello Houston there's a possibility this school year may be the last under state control.
I'm not the person who makes this decision, okay? But I think the official end may be the end of this school year.
He went on to say if and when it does happen, Education Commissioner Mike Morath will determine what sort of transition period there will be. Meanwhile, an Angleton High School teacher has now been arrested more than a year after allegations she had an inappropriate relationship with a